Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. We are so grateful that you take the time to listen to these podcasts. Those of you that are regular listeners, thank you. We love you so much. And those of you that are first-time listeners, thank you for taking the time to check out the podcast, and we hope that you will become a regular. So we wanted to take this opportunity to be thankful. You know, it's Thanksgiving, and I can't believe that it's another Thanksgiving. I mean, it seems amazing. Like just yesterday that we were doing a podcast on the Thanksgiving Day when we went to our family's house and made and interviewed everyone.
Yes, it does. So, it feels like it was yesterday.
It was.
That we were walking around with the computer and the microphone.
And the microphone.
Interviewing everyone at Thanksgiving.
That's right. So we want to, first of all, thank God. All right. Thank God for another year. For allowing us another year of life, and for all the good things that he gives to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, number one is the fact that we live here in this beautiful country, United States of America. I mean, we have so much to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. When we see all the things that are going on in other parts of the world. And, you know, we don't watch the news at all. I was going to say, we don't watch it regularly. We don't even watch it. I mean,
too depressing.
It is. I mean, I listen to NPR quite a bit.
Yeah.
I listen to NPR, and I really like it.
I feel like if there's something that important that we're going to need to know about, we'll hear about it.
Yeah. I mean, and I think NPR is a great place to hear some of the world news. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It just makes me appreciate that we are Americans, and that we have the freedoms that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to express ourselves and to worship as we'd like to worship. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this country was founded with the pilgrims that came over, and you know, they brought religion into this world. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what their religion was, if they were Puritans.
You mean they brought religion into this country?
Yeah. Mm. Into this country, yeah.
You said into the world?
Into the world,
yeah. I think religion happened a little bit before
yes.
the United States came.
No, but they brought a, you know, like a love for God.
Mm-hmm.
A love for God. Mm-hmm. And you know, that became a very big thing. I mean, if you look at our coins, they say, "In God we trust."
Right.
You know, so that's what this country was founded on, right. Was in God we trust.
What happened? That's for another podcast.
Yeah. So anyways, I just, you know, I'm going to stop babbling. Let you talk.
No, we just wanted to do, every Thanksgiving, we always do a Thanksgiving podcast, just giving thanks to all the gifts that have been bestowed on us, you know, including our loved ones and our friends and you know, everything that's going on in our lives, and all the patients that we've touched this last year, all the clients that mm-hmm. we've touched this last year, and you know, just thankful for them and a lot of their getting better, and you know, challenging people. You know, I've had many people tell us that we deliver a lot of tough love to people, but that's good. You know, in this day and age where we all want to be pleased all the time, and we want, you know, quick results, and we want it to be easy. You know, it's nice to be challenged every once in a while.
It is.
You know, and so we love challenging people to do better.
Yes, and Tina loves challenging people.
Yes, including you, Dr. Cruz, right?
Yes.
You love that.
Yeah, no.
We make each other
better.
You know
what? We only grow through challenges, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, you know that you're on the right path if it's going uphill.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, because, I mean, if not, we're not growing.
That's right.
We're not growing, and it's good to get out of your comfort level, because only then do you grow.
Right.
Only then do you grow. So we are thankful for many things. We are thankful for our family. our parents, our siblings, our uncles and aunts and our cousins. We're thankful for our friends. You know, we're thankful for the home that we have and our jobs. We're thankful for the fact that we have meals every day. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's, I mean, we, and health.
Even having transportation.
Yes, like, absolutely.
You know, we've been passing different parts of town, and there's, you know, bus stops, you know, and people mm-hmm. standing at the bus stop. And standing at the bus stop doesn't look bad unless it's raining or the weather's cold
yes.
or whatever, you know, or the weather's really hot. And the kids have noticed the bus stop lately. Mommy, what is that? When, you know, why do you people have to take a bus? Because they don't have a car, mm-hmm. you know? And, well, what does that mean? Like, yeah, they have to walk to the bus stop, you know, and they have to take a bus, and they have to walk wherever they're going, and then they have to walk back. And just the, we just don't realize the luxuries that we have, you know, the things that we've been afforded. We take a lot of stuff for granted.
We do.
These days.
Well, and we don't realize it until we lose something mm-hmm. or until something, I mean, we were just talking about this earlier in regards to not being able to use the arm or something. I can't remember mm-hmm. what the discussion was, but you know, you don't realize what a blessing health is until you wake up with a sore throat and body aches and with a fever, right? Mm-hmm. And not feeling good. Mm-hmm. And then you're just yearning mm-hmm. and wishing that it was 2 days ago when you were feeling great.
Right.
Right? Or if you hurt your knee or hurt your arm and all of a sudden you don't have the ability to use that limb because it's hurt and for whatever reason, then you're like, oh my goodness.
I didn't realize,
yeah. You know, even the use of a finger, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. So we do take so many things for granted mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to have 10 fingers at work. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to be able to walk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's wonderful to have vision, mm-hmm. to be able to see and to enjoy beauty, to enjoy beautiful things and maybe things that aren't so beautiful. But maybe mm-hmm. we should start trying to see the beauty in things that aren't so beautiful.
Right.
You know, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful blessing to be able to hear. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can go on and on. You know, it's, all of these things, they're blessings that we have every day to be able to just wake up to a new day.
Right.
And to be able to put our feet down on the ground and stand up and walk and move around and do all these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think that we don't realize how good we have it. Yeah. And, you know, sadly, we see a lot of patients who don't have, you know, all of their health. They're ill. They've got certain medical issues, you know, whether it's something physical or even emotional, you know, mm-hmm. people with anxiety and mm-hmm. depression who are sad. They're sad and they can't seem to pull out of that. Mm-hmm. You know, that, I mean, it's a very hard thing. It
makes for a very difficult life.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So I just, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that and just kind of put things into perspective. What about our rights in this country? Mm-hmm. You know, those of us that are here in America, United States of America, you know, we can go to whatever church we want to go to. Mm-hmm. We can worship, be a Buddhist or you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Jewish, you know, become a Jew, mm-hmm. a Jew. Mm-hmm. You can whatever religion you want to be, or no religion at all. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have that choice. Mm-hmm. You have that choice. There are many countries where people are being persecuted. Mm-hmm. People are being persecuted for
whatever belief
they have. Mm-hmm. So it's
well, even we were just watching that preview for that movie about that young Indian girl who's trying to promote young I don't know if it was India or Pakistan or where she lived. I can't remember, but she's promoting education
for young girls who
they're being denied, yes. right? And again, that's something that we take for granted in this country right. because everyone is educated. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to be educated, you can be educated. And we don't realize that there in some countries, there are some people who are not allowed to be educated.
Right.
Right.
And there are some countries where you are told what you're going to do for your career,
right.
what you're going to study in med school. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I lived in a country years ago where the students that we had that we were teaching English to, they had been, they had to take certain tests and that would basically determine what they were going to do. And that's what they had to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, become a vet or become
based
a nurse.
Based on a test that they took.
You know, based on testing. But even forget the testing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are just countries where you're told what you're going to study. Right. You don't have the luxury of picking a course of study that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to become something that you want to become.
Right.
So there again.
Lots of luxuries to be thankful
for. Lots of luxuries to be thankful for and to be grateful. And, I think that it's just definitely something that I would highly encourage you to just take some time during this Thanksgiving Day to just reflect
mm-hmm.
and ponder.
I was just thinking, too, even the other day, because we've been doing a lot of driving. Lately, a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like between work and school.
Like the car pretty much
the car
knows
just drives
where it's
itself
gonna go, right?
At this point. But literally, like we're in the car for hours a day, right? Driving the kids around to things, and we're just very busy. And I was just thinking, like all the driving we do, like to not have gotten into a car accident or to not, you know, I mean, because those things are happening every day, right? And the odds of us getting into a car accident have to be higher than other people because mm-hmm. we're on the road more, right? And so it's just amazing to, like, I think about that every day that I pull into the garage, you know, I just thank God that we got home safely, you know, after another day. So, yeah, it's, you know, those are all the little things that, again, we just don't realize, you know, we take for granted.
That's right. You know, and to me, it's always such a blessing when our family, everyone gets home for the day in the evening, and we're all there mm-hmm. sitting on the table eating dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, I mean, you know, when we face before we eat, and that's something, you know, typically it's me who's praying, mm-hmm. always thanking God that we've all come home safely
mm-hmm.
that night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you never know.
Right.
And there are many people that leave, and that's the last time you see them.
Right.
That's the last time you see them. So yeah. I'm very grateful for our lives, mm-hmm. our life, and all the wonderful things, the wonderful blessings that have been bestowed on us. And I hope that you have an amazing Thanksgiving Day and that you can have, I wish you peace and love. And I hope that you are able to spend some time with loved ones, whether they're family or friends, and that you get some opportunity to do some reflecting and, reflect on the wonderful things that you've been blessed with.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.